So I'm in the car again. I just had an interesting experience at the pharmacy. My daughter is ill. Had to run out and get her a prescription late at night here. It's about 11:30 at night. And I'm on my way back to the house now. And there was this... I was waiting in line at the pharmacy. I had to sort out the insurance thing, whatever they had to do. And this young woman, maybe in her early 20s, maybe 25 at the oldest, walked in and she asked the pharmacist where she could find the Motrin. And the pharmacist explained that Motrin had been recalled almost a year ago and was no longer available. And this young woman was very distressed because she had just bought a bottle, she said, and whenever she gets her braces tightened every 4 weeks, Motrin is the only thing that relieves the pain. And she was very distressed because she needed Motrin and there was no Motrin, and they said there wasn't ever going to be any more Motrin, but it's the only thing that worked for her. She was very upset. So the young woman behind the counter went and got the pharmacist, and the pharmacist came over and explained to this woman that there was no Motrin. She couldn't have Motrin, but Motrin is just ibuprofen, and Advil is the same thing, and ibuprofen is the same thing, and he walked away. And that was obviously not satisfying this woman. She was very distressed. And I was just standing there waiting, so I didn't have anything better to do. So I walked over, and I asked her if she was finding what she needed, and she was standing in the pain relief aisle, just like lost, obviously totally lost and distressed, because she couldn't find the Motrin that she needed to make her pain stop. And I walked over with her over to the shelf, and I pointed out that Advil is ibuprofen, and then I showed her that the store brand ibuprofen is also ibuprofen, and that the Aleve is also ibuprofen, and all this stuff, the active ingredient is the same. And we had a little clinic and, you know, how to read drug labels right there at the aisle at the CVS. And I don't know if she really believed me or not, but when I left, she smiled and said, okay, thank you, and okay, so it was time for me to go, and I went. And she, when I explained that the only difference between this one and that one was that this one has 200 milligrams of ibuprofen per pill, and this one has 500 milligrams, and if you can't get the 500 milligrams, so you just take more of the 200 milligram pills, and then you're getting the same amount of medicine, that was like a revelation to this woman. And then when I suggested that the only difference between the CVS brand and Advil is marketing and packaging, that was also like a revelation. And I just, it must be so awful to not have that sort of knowledge or understanding or background, that nobody had explained these things to this young woman. And I never really thought about that before. That's my whole profound thought. Just, how awful that is to not know things like that. So I just listened to that whole recording up to the point where I just restarted. And I hope it doesn't sound arrogant, because I don't mean that. I just mean that, you know, I'm a teacher. And I never really reflected on this sort. I mean, you know, when I was a kid, I learned to balance my checkbook in school. And my mother and father taught me things like this about medicine. And I guess if you don't learn these things, right, then you don't know them. I remember watching somebody get some stupid question, first round question wrong on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and whatever the guy's name, Regis, looked at the camera and said, just goes to show you it's only easy if you know the answers. And I guess this is the same sort of thing, that I don't, you know, look down at this woman because she didn't know these things, but I, again, without trying to sound arrogant, I feel bad for her. We need to know these things. People should know this stuff. Otherwise, you're a victim of the marketing companies or of circumstance, like where you can't find the medicine. And this woman was ready to go home without any pain medication, even though there's a whole shelf of pain medication there that would have been fine for. And she just needed somebody to walk her through it. And obviously, that, you know, at 11:30 at night, the pharmacist wasn't going to give her a little clinic there. So we got to do better. You know, people have to know this stuff. We got to teach this stuff. The world can't be this opaque. Shouldn't work that way. That's all.